from the secretary that the chairperson will be a little bit late. So if the meeting was scheduled for 9:30, so we can let the members of this portfolio committee of parliament and the department wait. So we would like to start this meeting. Honourable members, as the chairperson already saying last week, the budget vote is passed. I mean the debate. The work must be rolled. And then we as the portfolio committee members must make sure that the work is all out. So there's no turning back. On that note, I'm welcoming every member and also the department DJ and your delegation to this portfolio committee meeting, and also those who observe in this meeting, please be welcomed. My voice is not fine today, but I will try my best to let you actually can hear me clearly. I would like that we must adopt the agenda and so that we can proceed with the meeting. Can I get a proposal for the adoption of the agenda? Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Can I get a second? So the House agree. Can we start with the introduction? I would like that everyone must introduce himself. So I will start with myself. My name is Linda Moss. I'm a member of this portfolio committee. Over to you, Dutton. You must speak on the mic. This is the official setting.
D.W. Mavunda, a member of this committee.
H.S. Mzwili, member of this committee.
Nina van Schalkwyk, member of the committee as well.
Nikki van der Berg, member of this committee.
Our chairperson has arrived. Chair, if you can like to take over your meeting so that I can go to fill my space.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you this morning. My apologies for being late. You've never seen me late this day. Somebody else decided to park at my parking space, unfortunately. And I had to get him first before I come to the portfolio committee. Because in Parliament, if you don't park in the right place, they tow your car. So, but I knew their leaders here and members of Parliament will continue with the meeting. I'm not sure how far you were... Okay. So, Honorable has been introduced already.
Yeah.
Good morning, Honorable Vanderberg.
Good morning.
Why are you not friendly to me today? Or is yesterday's defeat? You don't go to the Revolutionary House. the person who just came in now and don't respond is Honorable Nwamita Shulubane was a member of this committee, was a member of the ANC. As you all know that today, are there any apologies before I go further, Jonathan? There are a few apologies in front of me. Honorable Paul Mashatile, the minister, is in a cabinet meeting. Honorable Mshwana is on a family responsibility leave. Honorable Ndapane, I'm not sure where he is, but maybe there's no letter attached. Okay, there is a letter attached, but it doesn't say that where is he. And the Honorable Deputy Minister Patla is also in a cabinet meeting, and Dr. Tlengen Balu is attending the committee next door of Sports and Recreation. I think I must go and pull him over here. I don't know what he's doing that side. Okay. Do you want to see Safa? I saw Safa there. So Safa is more interesting. And Faith, I think she's also going next door. So I'm not sure whether it's because of the Safa Cup, so everybody wants to see themselves that side. As you all know today, that we're getting a presentation by the Department of Arts and Culture and the NAC, especially on the establishment of a specific public entity to manage downtown studios. I'm very interested to hear, TG, what are you going to say today? And if I don't like it, I won't agree. Any comment on the apologies, members? Honorable members? Why are my members angry today? What's happening? Okay. TG?
Thanks, Chair, and good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. I'm going to ask the team to introduce themselves. My name is Mr. Sukarman, Deputy for Arts and Culture.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Mohau Mpumela, Deputy Chairperson of the NAC.
Good morning, members. My name is Monica Newton. I'm the Chief Executive Officer at the NAC. Morning, honorable members. My name is Chola Makamate. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Downtown Music Hub.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Tami Kupega. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the National Arts Centre.
Good morning, members. My name is Glenn Ujebe Masukwane. I'm the Director of Cultural Development at the Department of Arts and Culture.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm Mbulelo Jogweni, Activity DG, Arts and Culture.
Yeah, thank you, DG, for letting us know. I think there are people at the back that I'm not sure who they are. It would be nice to know who is here. It's very important for us. But here, yeah, I also have Fanon Gwena at the back there, who's our popular actor. You know him. He would like, I invited him over to this meeting because he's got a few issues to raise, especially with the ANAC and DG. So DG, you're not going anywhere today. We're not going to NCOP because this issue of downtown studio has long been hanging over. It has been giving NAC a qualified report. It's been an issue that has been standing for 2 years. I've been raising this issue. I've not been getting answers. So we hope you get the answers today. By the way, we have not released the budget yet, so here we talk. So that's how we play. We've been lenient about this issue, so I think today and hope we'll get answers. You must be lucky there's no media today because they were really gunning for this one. People at the back.
Perhaps if I may introduce my colleague.
Oh, Masiapo, I can see.
Masiapo Khaneri is our legal advisor, the minister's legal advisor. Next to her is Mr. Ludwig Ralebibi, who is the parliamentary officer for the DG. And next to Mr. Mkwena is Nanahe Makunyane, who is the parliamentary officer for the deputy, who is the head of the deputy minister's office. They were here, they are coming back just now. I think they are sorting something out.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Can they be called? Because they know they are supposed to be here. As per ruling. Okay. Members, can we give over to the department? Okay. Now I'll give it over to you, DG. Tell no lies, you'll be helped.
Thanks, Chair. As always, we will tell no lies. I can't sort of say the entire saying because the committee has to ask questions. But they normally say, ask no questions, we'll hear no lies. But, Chair, we will take questions at the end of the presentation. Chair, what we want to do with the presentation, and it doesn't seem to be coming through. Oh, the projector's not working, so we will wait for the presentations which the members have. What we want to do, the overview of our presentation is that, before perhaps I start with the presentation, Chair, just to say that we, in our delegation today, we've tried to include both the NAC as well as the downtown studios, partly because we are all, in a way, joined together in the project of downtown studios. As you will see through the presentation, the relationships between the department, the NAC, and the actual facility itself, and the way that it has an impact on all of us, but also the way that we are planning its future together with the NAC and downtown, the project itself. We want to basically give a historical background to downtown studios, the rationale for the involvement of the department as well as the NAC, the commitments and agreements that exist, and then we will speak of where we are right now with downtown studios, and as well as the future plans for the Music Hub. The purpose really is to give an update to the committee on the progress that we have made with the establishment of the special purpose vehicle and matters that were raised by the portfolio committee in November 2011. In November, we made a presentation to the portfolio committee about downtown Music Hub, and a number of things were raised with us, which the chairperson touched on briefly, and we want to give an OA an update on what we have done in addressing those issues that were raised with us. And broadly, the set of issues that were raised by the committee, one is the lack of speed in resolving issues relating to downtown studios. The chairperson has just said that this has been going on for a couple of years already. But also the lack of information with regards to downtown studios, giving absolute clarity what this thing is, where it is, what are we doing about it, and the long-term plans of the entity specifically to empower the industry. And I think it's important to always look at that, because the overall goal of downtown studios is to empower the music industry in South Africa and to reduce the cost of recording for recording artists. And we'll get into that a bit later on. Downtown studios itself is important as a recording studio, but also is important for South Africa's music heritage. It's got a long history of producing some of the most important recorded talent in South Africa, including Stimela, Maudela Queens, Matlatini, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Chuluka, and many more. So from a historical and heritage perspective, it's an extremely important facility. In fact, what we did not include here are some of the international artists that have actually recorded in that project in downtown, which includes quite an illustrious list of artists. It used to be owned by Gallo Records, which is the only South African owned major record company. The four of the other major record companies in South Africa are foreign owned. Gallo is the only South African one. But what is this thing, and what is our rationale for getting involved in it? It was established really to support music development in South Africa. Its key aim was to create high-quality local content for the South African market, as well as being globally competitive. And it is meant to contribute to job creation and the development of intellectual property holding for content creators and performers. Once again, Chair, I think it's important to always go back to this thing. Government ordinarily is not in the business of producing records and producing music. What we are interested in is the growth of the music sector, is to lower the barriers of entry for budding artists, is to make it possible for people to record their music, and therefore they are able to register their IP, they are able to sell it, they are able to play it on radio, which is the lifeline of musicians. That is the reason why we became involved in the whole thing as government, in order to lower those barriers. Part of the reason why we had to get involved was economic transformation of the music industry by placing ownership of the means of production in the hands of the sector, particularly the previously marginalized. We've got very few large recording facilities in the country that are in the hands of previously disadvantaged artists. And we want to place this in their hands so that the music industry is able to have a facility which they can utilize to become a bit more globally competitive. We can get into a discussion about why we think that can happen and what is currently happening. It provides an important linkage to the Creative Industries Development Strategy of the DAC, as well as the national, our contribution to the national objective of creating jobs and building social cohesion. But also we want to recognize the rich cultural heritage of the studio and the role that it has played in the development of our music, as I have explained before. The purchase of Downtown Music Hub was empowered by the Cultural Promotions Act, which empowers the minister to acquire assets that are important for the development of South Africa's art and culture. Where does the NAC fit into this broad picture? The NAC was brought in to act as a conduit for the department in the purchasing of this of the facility. It purchased the studios on behalf of the Department of Arts and Culture and held it in trust pending transfer to an SPV. You'd recall, Chair, from our previous discussions that the agreement was that the NAC would purchase this thing, a special purpose vehicle would be created, which would hold the facility on behalf of the music industry. That is where the NAC came in. The NAC's role was to facilitate the establishment of the SPV, as I've mentioned, assist in the development of the business case, and to prepare for the transfer and handover of the business and the property to the special purpose vehicle. The commitments which we made on the MOU was that there would be provision of funding for the purchase of the establishment, the SPV, the purchase of the facility, the establishment of the SPV, as well as support for operations and transfer. And we'll come to this and actually explain how we have done that. There were deadlines which were set. One was that the first MOU specified that by March 2009, the SPV should have been established. When there was a change in administration in 2009, the new minister required amendments on the proposals, on the constitution of the board of the SPV, and there was an addendum to the MOU which extended the deadline for the establishment of the SPV to the 30th of June 2010.
additional funding was provided by the department to be managed by the NAC in 2010 to support the operations of the Music Hub. Where are we currently with the Downtown Music Hub? Speaking about the establishment of the SPV, the minister appointed the board of the SPV in April 2010, which is called Star Strider 126, and it trades as Downtown Music Hub, which became fully operational in July 2010, and Ms. Khamata is here as the CEO of the SPV. A business case was developed and has been adopted by the board. It has also been submitted to the department for consideration as the future long-term plan of the Music Hub. Investments and implementation of the business plan can only commence as soon as all the administrative matters pertaining to the transfer are addressed, and we will talk a little bit about that. In the meantime, the NAC, with the approval of the DAC, has been investing additional funds in the Downtown Music Hub to cover operational costs as well as to settle some of the outstanding debts and audit fees. What is happening with in relation to the transfer of the Music Hub to the SPV? There's been ongoing engagement with the NAC in relation to the transfer. The regulatory audits of the NAC pointed to some substantive challenges with regards to the PFMA compliance. And just quickly to address what those the compliance issues were. One is that Section 54 of the PFMA requires that before a government department or an entity of government purchases any entity or any company, it has got to seek a written approval of the Minister of Finance. Now, whilst the Cultural Promotions Act says the Minister of Arts and Culture can purchase or can acquire any asset for the development of South African art, there is this dual responsibility. Now, what happened at that time is that the department omitted to get the approval of the Minister of Finance in terms of Section 54. The second issue around the audit is it's a technical thing around the account, the accounting treatment of Downtown Studios. There was a third issue which I can't remember right now. Okay. But we'll get to that. The CEO of NAC will help us. Now, these issues were not resolved before the end of the audit, the NAC audit for 2010-11, and they resulted in an adverse audit finding for the NAC. However, a great deal of work has gone into addressing these things, and we have been working with Downtown, the NAC, National Treasury, as well as the Auditor General to resolve those, and I will explain what we are doing in that regard. Overall, what have we been doing to support the ongoing operations of Downtown? We made a budget reallocation to Downtown Music Hub of 3 million rands in 2010-11, and there was a further 3 million rands in 2011-12, and by the close of the financial year, a further 1.8 million rands. So for operational expenditure of Downtown, we've invested 7.8 million rands to date. This excludes the purchase price of the asset. This is just to support ongoing operations of the Music Hub. I thought it's important that we speak about what is the asset value of Downtown. Downtown, there was a recent valuation which was done by Quantum, and it placed the assets of Downtown at about 7 million rands. Now, this includes the buildings, it includes the equipment in the buildings, but this does not obviously include the rent that Downtown can actually derive from people that are, tenants in the buildings, from the use of the studios, as well as from the rehearsing facilities there. important, Chair, to talk about is the fact that there is a need to upgrade the facilities in downtown. We feel that the real value that we can add to the industry is if we can upgrade downtown into a world-class studio that is going to be used by the industry. In its current shape, we do not believe that it adds a lot of value. There's still a bit of investment which needs to be done, and we can talk about how that gets done. The current offering is that while it's not fully developed, Downtown Music Hub currently provides the following services. One is that it does recording. I think it's two studios that are currently operating at downtown. It provides rehearsal facilities, which I'm told by the music industry is an extremely difficult thing to do, proper rehearsal facilities, for musicians. And it also provides space which is leased to the music sector. A number of music-related organizations have their offices at the Downtown Music Hub. Some of the highlights for Downtown Music Hub is that we have been able to attract a partnership with a range of organizations, including the Gauteng Department of Sports and Recreation, Sports and Culture and Recreation, as well as SABC in downtown. Currently, the tenants at the Music Hub include the Soweto String Quartet, the Association of Independent Record Companies, Joyous Celebration, and the Kumda. It also provides music business workshops, which are facilitated by David Chislett. What are the plans for downtown going forward? One is that we need to rebrand it without using its cultural heritage. We need to rebrand downtown. We need to give a sense that this is a refreshing of an existing asset, which is going to continue to play a prominent role in the music industry. Not so much as a commercial facility that it used to be for Gallo, but as something for the South African music industry to step itself up and become more globally competitive. The plans that we have for this year, Chair, is that we will finalize the transfer of downtown from the NAC to fully operate from an SPV point of view. We will fund operations in the short term, but what we really want to do with downtown is that we fund the upgrading of the facility so that the SPV can continue to operate it on a cost recovery basis. There are certain things that need to happen, though, prior to us transferring this asset. And I must say that the deputy chair of the NAC is here. But the NAC board is under quite a lot of pressure to transfer downtown, not just because of the audit risk that comes with downtown, but more importantly because it is not part of the business of the NAC to be running a recording studio. So it is important that they transfer this asset and focus their resources on their core business. There are three things, Chair, which need to be finalized. One is that we have received a ratification from the Minister of Arts and Culture to send to the NAC board by the DG on behalf of the Minister. In terms of the Cultural Promotions Act, we have also written to the Minister of Finance to ask him to grant us condonation for non-compliance with Section 54. We have agreed with the Auditor General and National Treasury on how the accounting treatment issue should be resolved with on downtown. There was quite sharp differences between the Auditor General and the NAC on how that can be done. Eventually, we've reached an agreement on how that can be done. And the financial statements for downtown have been prepared, and there's an audit team which has been helping us with that, so that the financial state of downtown as a music hub is very clear, and that its impact on the financial audit of the NAC is corrected. A couple of other things which need to be done prior to the transfer is that the SPB will continue to meet the key objectives of the department, obviously. We want the SPV to be held by the music industry. It's not our view to continue to own a downtown, a music recording studio as government. We want it to. The reason why downtown, and I mentioned this in my beginning, Chair, that the reason why we acquired it, it was for the benefit of the music industry. The things which we need to make sure of is that it is actually used for the benefit of the music industry as a whole. We wouldn't want it to benefit some musicians and not others. It is a strategic asset for the music industry, and we want to continue to ensure that that happens. But we really should not play a very active role in it as government. We want to support ongoing training programs, training and development and empowerment of designated groups for the transformation of the music industry, specifically for women, people with disability, and young people, as part of the strategic asset value of downtown. We want to use it to support the growth of the music industry in South Africa, and make it an economically viable and a vibrant sector. Chair, without getting into the controversies of the music industry, we are forever sort of confronted by rather sad stories of musicians passing away in dire straits and all sorts of things, and we've had another one just last week. Now, part of what the reason why we want to do this is without necessarily entering into competition with private studios and private recording companies, is that we want to make this asset available for the economic viability and sustainability of the music industry. There are many things which are happening in the world in which South Africa is actually getting left behind. There's digitization. Distribution of music has changed a lot, and that's what we believe this asset can actually add to South Africa's competitiveness. The era of people going around with demos is coming to an end, and trying to strike a deal through the use of demos. People now record music in their garages, they put it on YouTube, and that's how they sell music. They put it on iTunes, and that's how. Those kinds of things we don't have in South Africa, and we believe that if we are going to become competitive as a global player, that is what this asset can lend into the music industry. In that way, we are not competing with anyone, but we are bringing new value that does not exist in the South African music space yet. But we can have a discussion about that. Like I said, Chair, we have approached the Minister of Finance with the condonation. That condonation, Chair, opens the doors for us to complete the transfer process. That condonation opens the door for us to look at the upgrading of downtown into what I've just been saying now, so that we've got an asset which is world-class, which provides services that otherwise would not be there in the music industry, but which operates for the benefit of the music industry, and whatever benefits accrue to it do not accrue to an entity of government, but actually accrue to the music industry in its fullness. Chair, that's what we thought we should present to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, DG, honorable members. That is a presentation by the DG, and Now, can you take what he has given us? Maybe I should go first, Deja. So I think to the portfolio committee that we didn't follow the law at first by not complying to Section 54. Is it what was causing the delay all along? Because it's one of the questions that I've been asking for the past 2 years. What is really the problem, you know? So are you admitting to us now that you have not been telling us the truth? So it's only now, and why didn't you comply? The rules are there. We make those laws. But secondly, I must say one of the issues, I was not happy with the presentation at first when I saw it, because it's not into very much detail about some of the issues. But I'm happy that there is work that has been done on this issue, because it's been a long-standing issue and it has been affecting audit for a long time. And also, it was a burden, I would say, for the NAC, but at the end of the day, at least I'm happy. But that's a question, because as I'm saying, I thought it would give us more information about, because remember, as much as the information that was requested was more about what is required to do, but I hear you, I can see you speak about big names just out of interest for the portfolio committee on downtown studios. So is it only for, are there any developmental issues that are happening there? Maybe I should, just out of interest, because you've made this presentation now, you have trickled up some little knowledge in my mind about downtown. Is it only for the elite, I'll call it elite performers for Mana? What about developmental issues? Because at the end of the day, you fund it. I've been asking this question, what are you finding with downtown? What is happening? Because I only see the elite athletes. What's happening on developmental level? But while I'm also doing my questions, members, Bauchukala Molo.
No, he's not in
the Honorable Kanskafe. Wakala Giba. Honorable Mamita Shuba.
Jabulela DG nga le presentation. Indinikeza noko umfanekiso ophindeneyo ukubona kakuhle ukuba kwenzeka ntoni kula downtown. Mhlawumbi in future kuyafuneka kungajiki ukuba yi-downtown kodwa yi-uptown. Ibingumdla wam into yokuba ndive kuqala ukuba i-board le ekhoyo nanjengokuthi uyayichaza uba umdla wenu kukutransfera noku-hand over i-downtown to the music industry, and I'm happy about that. But i-board le ingabi khona ivoice ngoku ye-music industry apha kuyo, noba ngabantu noko eninethemba kubo, mhlawumbi ke kungakho nokhazi nakukuba ngoko. Kodwa ke ingabi khona ivoice ye-music industry. Ukuba ngaba ikhona nokuba ayikho, uyibona i-board in future xa sekuhandwe over to the music industry isakhiwa kanjani? Ndithetha ke ngokwe-control ye-music industry. And xa sekwenzeki loko, isengumbuzo myelo, i-role ye-department iyaba yintoni xa se uhande over? Mathedi Mavolosi.
Okay, just to translate the question, thank you, teacher, for the presentation. It's in future, it's good that the NEC is giving over to the music industry the voice. Now, is there a voice for the musicians or artists on this issue, you know? And will there be a board, or is there a board that will be able to control what will be happening, but also DJ, what will be the role of the department then when Downtown Studios have been handed over? What will be your role? And did you get that? Okay. I know. Okay. Got again. Bugfield. And goes.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm a new member, so please bear with me if I seem to be very uninformed.
No problem. About the formula.
About
anything.
I want to know, DG, of how many music hubs are we talking? Are we talking of one, or are there several music studios? And then, in the second place, will the portfolio committee be able to see the business plan?
Mm-hmm.
Is the business plan somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
My next question, just very shortly, is this chairperson part of Program 4, Cultural Development, or in which program does this music hub belong? Then you said that the government will not hold on to the studios. The music sector will eventually take over then. Will the government, the department in other words, keep on subsidizing, or will it be fully independent? Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable, your hand up.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, DG, for the presentation. I think we agree that there must be a platform for young artists, and we all know that this is a very, very competitive world. There's a couple of questions that I want to ask. Bear with me. And you referred, can you please refresh my mind? You said that in the budget you referred to this this section, and how much money. Will you please refresh my mind on the budget for this app? Okay, let's start from the beginning. Can you tell me exactly what is the address of this old Gallo Studios? Is it the old studios in Kerkstraat, later on the Gallo moved to Rosebank, and so what has been left of the old Gallo Studios? And you also said, you know, you must enhance the competitiveness, and to enhance the competitiveness, you also talk about the building, okay, the studios. It's old studios, as I see it, old equipment. And to get new equipment in a recording studio today, I think you need millions and millions, and the budget at this stage is not enough. Because just a mixing desk is how many millions? A competitive mixing desk. Then we don't say anything about the outlay of the studio and everything. If you want to be competitive, you must be competitive, because a lot of the South African artists go overseas and record their stuff in Germany and all over the place. And at the same time, a lot of the private and not so private, like the SABC, has got very, very competitive studios. And previously they spent millions on uplifting the music studios and everything, just to compete with the SABC at this stage, who cost this Downtown Studios a lot of money, okay? Just to have the facility. And now they have to run the facility, because it can't stand there as a sort of white elephant, and if you pay 10 personnel or whatever per year, and you spend 3 million or 5 million, you say that it's money well spent, you must get something out of it. Okay, now, I just want to see how you're going to handle it. If you advertise today that people can go down to the downtown studios and apply for a recording or maybe just for an audition or whatever, you will have a queue 7 times around Johannesburg. As we all know, how do it look like when they advertise for the Idols competition? Because there are 100,000 people that want to be an artist in South Africa. And how are you going to go through this pool of talent in South Africa and decide, okay, we can invest money on this young lady and this young lad or whatever? Somebody has to make a decision on that, because you can't record anyone. And after the recordings, you sort of give hope to that person, because he thinks he or she is going to make it. Now that product has to be marketed. And you can't go to the SABC radio studios and give them the tape or the CD and say, play it. It's not part of the music plan or whatever. They're not going to play it. If it's not in, what is Anfara? Yes, if the people don't want it, they don't want it. You can't do anything about it. So, I don't want to be alarmistic on this thing. I support it full-heartedly. But we go out and we start this thing. If the government starts this, it must be successful. And you sort of touch on it, DG, but as we all know, the private sector, even the SABC, they will be, I believe they will be up in arms about this thing. And this is, I think, very sensitive. I don't know, I haven't got any background on this whole thing. Because they will say government is competing with the private sector. And you said Gallo is the only national South African owned. There's a lot of other smaller music companies during the past 30, 50 years in South Africa that was South African owned. It's not only only Gallo. So, Chairperson, I just want to flag a couple of things, because I think there is a lot of problems to manage this in the first instance. And then I want to know how much money the department or whoever is going to pay for the uplifting of this equipment, because have you got a quotation? Have you got a quotation for new equipment or whatever? What will it cost? Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry for being so long.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, most of the time I ask myself, what can the music sector or the department do to empower the these musicians? It is set the history of downtown. You mentioned Mama Hotel Queens, you mentioned Yvonne Chaka Chaka, you look at what I do. But in most cases, you find that at the end of the career, whatever, because a person gets old. Mm-hmm. And when they get old, you read in the papers that they get pompous funerals, they have nothing left with them. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what the department can do to help this music sector, because when they're still in business, they go up and record everywhere. But the time comes when they are very old, and you find that they have not put anything aside for they don't have pension anyway. Maybe a body or an association in consultation with the music sector can be established with the help of government, maybe a subsidy. But really, it breaks your heart when you see these people, you know, dying in hospital, and they don't have anybody to bury them. So that's my concern. And secondly, I just want to know whether the 7 million allocated for the music sector, was it done after assessing what the expenses are going to be, or it's just an allocation which which has been given to them, because definitely they're struggling here. And as the chairperson has said, it's only the elite that can be able to go to downtown. We have so many people, highly talented people, not around Johannesburg, out there. How do we try to get hold of them and try to promote this music in a very, you know, structured manner that can compete? Thank you.
Anonymous?
Jay, as I was starting the meeting, while you were not here, I said that I'm glad we passed the budget vote. And Jay, now we're dealing with this downtown music, studios. But Jay, if I'm looking to this presentation, it's exactly the same that we're receiving last year. There's nothing changed. Honestly, nothing has changed. It's the same things. It's just putting in other way, in other form. But it's exactly the same. Gigi was telling to us, last time. I mean, even the members who are not even this committee anymore must just look at it. She says it over and over and over and over. For me, Jay, this feels, I'm saying actually, I don't know, is there a new CEO be appointed or not? Is that now the, I don't hope this to come in with this cut and paste presentation to us. But for me, it's the same thing. Actually, Jay, what the new person who have been appointed as a CEO, what is called, they must come up. And they're supposed to be present to us long with you, the turn around plane of this entities. We're supposed to get that one as a committee. I mean, last time DC said, we will make a difference. I make that commitment. But today, that commitment is not in the presentation. So I want to request you that we get that commitment as soon as possible before the new budget be rolled out. That we really see what is the plan to changing the past in the present. As the Honorable Mita was saying, it's not only Gauteng. We have the potential. There's also other provinces, because we have 9 provinces in this country. And there's still young, upcoming people like you, Mary Makeba, and those people. How will we empower those people from the other province? I read the story in the flight day in the magazine by a lady grown up in the Eastern Cape, in the deep rural area. Her parents is not so well being rich. You can send the person overseas or whatever to develop the potential. But at the end of the day, she can't develop her potential to become one day the late Maria Makeba or whatever. This is the thing that we must also look in. It can't be only your partnership. Your partnership can't be only Gauteng government. What about the other provinces or other business people or so forth and so forth. So really, Chair, I really want to begging that we get that plan. Yes, I hear all of us were saying about the business plan, but the plan will turn around the situation that we're not actually next year getting the same, or in this year, maybe if we have still time to getting this type of presentation. We must be smiling next time and saying really there's really a willingness to let things is actually happening to a person. On the issue of the PFMHA, there's no way, no one is bigger than the laws of South Africa, who can't comply to the PFMA. I mean, it's a cut in our face. I don't know how our colleagues, other colleagues feel, but it's a clap in our face as members of parliament who passed this legislation in this entity in Tay. So Tay, I think also when we have the meeting in Goodop's chamber, when the audit general's department was was presenting us the issues of the PFMA. And the most findings was coming out of entities who not comply to the PFMA. And I think maybe also this downtown music of what also maybe part of those findings. So Chair, definitely there must be a plane who can take us out of this issues that we hear today. Really, we can't yet, as you said, 2 years you are hearing these things, but it's not actually making properly progress. Because we want this thing must be developed to future musicians. See. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nomo.
Chairperson, thank you very much and thanks for your presentation. Page 7, no, before that, Chair, I think it's very important to maybe for this members of committee to have this business plan. Chair, in the page 7 of this presentation, because it's not named, I see this dot. That talks about the administrative issues that must be addressed. I thought that the presentation will tell us what are these issues in the administration that must be addressed, so that we must know exactly what are we talking about. Again, Chair, the last paragraph that talks about the operational costs and the outstanding debts. What are these outstanding debts? We must actually know what are these outstanding things. Who is responsible for them? We must actually have the full report on this matter. And Chair, I just wanted to check from the DG whether the department is going to afford the new equipment with the budget that we're having today. Whether you can give us the guarantees on that. Second page 8, the second bullet, the DG talks about the accounting and other things. He said you'll explain further. I thought that before you close DG, you will give us the explanation in depth because of, I don't think it's a full information in terms of this PFMA and other things that they've been raised here. Thank you, Chair.
I thank you to members of the portfolio committee. I thought, because I'm always getting the last say, DG, I must say, this presentation is unlike you. I'm very disappointed because it doesn't give us any information, actually, as Honorable Moses said. And maybe also, I believe that the CEO of Downtown was also able to give us something to say this is what we're doing so that we can be able to be on board on what is happening really down there, because the only time that we speak about Downtown Studios is when we speak about the issue of NEC and transferal. We really don't know what is happening there. We are not narrow-minded, but sometimes it's good to get information from those who have it, because really you can't come here then expect us to really use our brains and think maybe what is really happening, because now as you get from members, we if it was other committees, they would have said this is not it, you can leave us. But unfortunately, we don't want to be taxpayers' mayors by chasing people away. That's why I've stopped chasing people away in the committees, because really that's right now we are not confused, but we are trying to understand really what is really happening, because we really need information. This presentation just does not give us anything at the end of the day. Because one of the issues, I'm happy on page 2, you're saying that there's a lack of spill and resolving the matter. At least you admit. And the lack of information, fortunately, the presentation itself that says that you say that there's a lack of information. So if you say there's a lack of information, what about us who are sitting here? Really, we are not really part of those administrators, are they? Really, we are so... Mina, I don't know about other members. I am very confused as a chair. I have tried to use my 35-year-old brains, but I cannot really get what is really happening. Because when you come... NAC would remember I once chased away their previous CEO was giving us, I said, now Olivia, wasting our time. You are saying at the end of the day, DG, now I'm on your presentation. I'm not sure whether you did it alone or the whole side, this side on my left. You are speaking about the long term of the plan of the entity and empowerment to develop interest. The last, I would say, the last hyphen line. But I don't know what you are saying. About what entity and growth in the sector. What do you mean? I mean, really, you don't give us information or you can say we support this, we don't support this. On page 3, you are saying, DG, it shall continue to contribute to job creation and national development. Which job creation? The law must set in the Sibonayo, and end of the day, we really don't know. After portfolio committee meetings, we release statements to the media. What am I going to write? It won't be fair if I write that you came, we couldn't understand what was given, there was no information. You know, at the end of the day, the people will get the bite more than anybody, the NAC, more than downtown, when I release that media statement. You know, you speak about job creation, you haven't told us exactly what job creation has downtown done. I mean, I just think that, you know, when you come to the PCDG, that's the first interest that we want to know, you know. Okay, we agree. It has got a rich cultural issue of studio music and all development and heritage. Yes, we agree on that one. But, page 5, 6 is even worse. You know, and you say additional funding was provided by the JC to the NAC to support operations. What operations are we speaking about? You know. Because we want to understand, because to me, when the CEO of downtown came, ma'am, what were you going to present? Because at the end of the day, we must also hear from you. That's why we're clear that you must come so that you can give the portfolio a committee information on what is it that we're speaking about. Because now, we don't know exactly what is happening down there, you know. I'll go further. You speak about the board. Maybe I did not hear the interactions, the board of downtown. But where is the board of downtown? Did you? Okay. A business plan was developed and adopted by that board. What business plan that we as a portfolio committee don't know about? Because we must see it. Because on those days, we are the ones who are accounting. To me, this is a very interesting, I would say, presentation. Really, I think we were really undermined when this report was done by whoever, because he felt that he's going to meet old ladies and old women in Parliament who don't read these things. Unfortunately, we've gone to the wrong place. Unfortunately, I don't know why we should continue this portfolio committee, because really there's no information that we're getting. I'm not sure whether it's me alone, members. Maybe yeah, I'm the only person who's feeling like this right now. Honestly. We just have given the NAC to come to report to us, the usual, because I'm still waiting for them as well. I call it you are just coming to play with us at the end of the day. Great. I that's why it's even 11 pages. How many pages is this? I forgot how many pages. You know, really, it doesn't give any juice for me to... maybe you can try and defend yourself. Well, another day, I'm even trying to check questions, and I'm not sure whether you're doing this because we've approved your budget. So you are just saying we'll get them. Empty medium term is coming. And really, because there's no assurance, I don't get any assurance on some of these issues. And you know, I really don't understand. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe we can try to answer those questions and then we'll see what members will say.
Thanks, Chair. Let me start with the Chair's comments about the adequacy of the presentation. Chair, the understanding that we got from the invitation to the committee was that we've got to update the committee on what we're doing in Downtown Studios. Now, you'd recall that from our last discussion, Chair, the big thing about Downtown Studios, what really makes or breaks Downtown Studios is where we deal with the legal issues. We can talk about business plans, we can talk about all these other things. If we don't resolve that, we are dead in the water, and not only us, NAC and Downtown itself. So for me, Chair, and my colleagues will bear witness with this, I have refused to have another discussion about Downtown Studios if we do not address that. Because that's the fundamental problem. If we don't address the condemnation issue, NAC gets qualified again.
Exactly.
We could qualified if we continue pumping money into Downtown Studios when it's actually not legally acquired. That's the bottom line. So that is why, Chair, we will keep on talking about this thing. I'm quite confident that very shortly we are going to get that condemnation because we have started our engagement with Treasury. But that is the deal breaker when it comes to Downtown Studios, at least where we are. But Chair, there is a business plan, and we are quite happy to share it with the committee. The CEO of Downtown is actually here. She can talk about what happens on a daily basis in Downtown Studios. And in fact, I would love to invite the committee to come and see Downtown Studios for themselves. We'll invite Chair because she stays in Joburg over weekends to come to that. No, but honestly, we would invite the committee to come and see Downtown Studios because I think I gained a lot when I actually went to see the facility. When I was reading the documents and everything, I was not quite getting what is happening there, and I think the committee would be very enriched in coming to see the place. Chair, let me talk about what we have been doing over the last year or so with Downtown, apart from dealing with the accounting and the legal issues. We've given Downtown some money to actually refurbish the building. Shana will speak in detail about that. Just fixing basic things like the lifts, like carpeting, creating the rehearsal, venues and so on and so forth. Downtown, if I'm not mistaken, Shola has 5 studios. Is it 3 studios? Of the 3, only 2 are currently operational. Now, Member Fenneberg raises a very real issue about the cost of actually equipping a studio. It's an expensive undertaking. However, we've got the good basic. Building a studio, in fact, the infrastructure of a studio is where you spend most money. You've got to have it. It's got to be soundproofed. It's got to be structured in a way that accommodates what you are trying to do. In fact, I got quite a bit of education when I went there. Because a studio for choirs is not the same studio that you'd record a band, or it's not the same studio that you'd record an orchestra. So the configuration of this thing, the wallet that you use there, the glasses that you use there, all of those things are there. So we've got a base which we can work from. Major problem is the equipment. And I do agree that part of that equipment is very expensive. Downtown used to have the state-of-the-art then equipment. In fact, the desk in Downtown was imported from Australia. It was, at that time, it was state-of-the-art. It was the best that the world had. But that equipment has become obsolete. We've got to find, find new equipment for it. We've got to re-equip it, which brings me to the issue which I've been raising, and a couple, a few members have raised this question. Do we really want to be competing with recording companies and offering what everybody else is offering? My view is that no, we shouldn't. The view, what government brings to the table when it comes to this, should be what the music industry in South Africa needs in order to become globally competitive. We don't just want to do the studio just like anybody else. There are many studios in South Africa. I spoke about Echo earlier on. All of these are guys who own recording studios, small independent recording studios. We read about them in the paper. Some of the things we read about them are good, some are not very good. But those things are there. What we want to offer are things which ordinarily are not there in the industry, firstly. And I spoke about the digitization of music. I spoke about availability of digital facilities and those kinds of things. And that's what we think downtown should actually offer. That's what the offering of government should be, to make this a real strategic value to the music industry. Secondly, it's rehearsing facilities. Good rehearsing facilities are not there. I get emails from musicians all the time saying, where do we find rehearsal facilities which are reasonable? The State Theatre has one or two rehearsing rooms, but there are very few just rehearsal facilities, because nobody wants to pay a lot for rehearsing, because rehearsing doesn't bring in money for a musician. Rehearsing is practicing. No soccer club wants to pay a lot of money just for practicing, because it's not commercial for them. But it's a necessary facility for musicians. And downtown does provide those kinds of things. Basically, Chair, I'm saying downtown should be used to provide what is going to make South African music more competitive and what is going to make it more accessible to musicians. There was a question about how do we do the selection of musicians to record in downtown studios. I do agree that there are many people who are musicians. There are many people who believe they should be recording. Should all of them be recording? No. In fact, should downtown be the ones who are taking that? This is my view, Chair, and I don't claim to be knowledgeable about the music industry. But recording is about taking a risk. It's an upfront risk, it's an upfront investment that a recording company makes. Somebody has got to take that risk. Now, what recording companies do is, if they sign you up, they hear what you've got to say, they hear your music, they believe it's going to sell, they make the investment, they record you, they print the CDs, they sell them. They get part of the profits when actually records sell. If your records don't sell, everybody loses. The musician loses, the recording company loses. Now, downtown, the board of downtown eventually and its management would have to make those kinds of calls. While we don't believe that everybody's music is going to sell. However, one of the things that can actually be done, and there are amazing examples internationally about how people can do this, and this is where the technology comes in. Very few people are actually taking that kind of risk now. Right now, you can do almost a dumb sort of test of your music. You can record it on a cell phone, put it on YouTube, and you'll see how people download that, and that's when you can test that this music will sell. We are not quite there yet, but this thing is actually quite easy when you come to look at it. The fact that was it on Sunday, which I think it's the Sunday Independent, which had an article about a musician who is unknown in South Africa but is selling big time overseas. Mm-hmm. Now, these things happen all the time. The fact that music is not selling here doesn't mean that it won't make it overseas. There was a world music conference in Miami a couple of months ago, South African musicians are making a big overseas. Sometimes people that we don't celebrate here at home. Now, part of what Downtown should do for the music industry is actually give people the ability to test those markets overseas without having to incur huge costs for Downtown and for the musicians. It is actually happening. And that is what we need to be encouraging musicians to do. The, like I said earlier on, the era of people walking around with demos is very quickly passing by. There are easier ways of doing these things. There were a couple of questions about the budget. Do we have sufficient budget to upgrade Downtown? Currently, our budget, no. But we've got a bit of money that we can use in order to start that process. We don't think that the upgrade of Downtown is going to be a short-term process. It's a medium term. It's a three to five-year investment that we've got to do there. But we've got to start somewhere. We've got to use whatever resources that we've got in order to start that process. And we've got a plan within the department of how we think that can be done. The issues around the board. Is there currently a board? The SPV does have a board. It has musicians. In fact, it's chaired by a musician. It's chaired by Don Latta. And it's got a couple of other musicians as well as other business people who are sitting there. Why? Because it's important to have the voices of musicians on the board. But a board is not just about music. It's about governance. It's about commercial viability. So we've got to have a mixture of skill and capability on the board in order to make it, to ensure that it continues to operate. The future role that we see ourselves playing as a department, we see ourselves playing a stewardship role. When Downtown is eventually, the asset is completely transferred, we will insist on the department being represented on the board going forward. Why is that important? So that we ensure that we secure the interest of the public and ensure that the rights as well as the benefits of Downtown belong to the music industry as a whole. And I think that's an important role. What we don't want to do is to get involved in the operational issues around Downtown. That's not our business. We'd rather use our staff and our capacity to do the things that we are supposed to do. Yes, this is part of Program 4, that the money for that is sitting in cultural development. Are we going to continue subsidizing it? In the short term, before we resolve the Downtown, the legal issues, yes, we've got to continue subsidizing it because Downtown music is not fully operational currently. I spoke about the fact that some of the studios are not functioning. We spoke about the equipment. Until we have resolved those problems, it's never going to make sufficient money to sustain itself. But once we have done those things, Downtown Music Hub should not need government subsidy. It should operate on its own. We will just play an oversight. We take an oversight responsibility over it, but we will not be giving it a budget. It should be able to do that on a cost recovery basis. There was a question here about how do we empower musicians so that we do not hear the stories that we hear of music of musicians passing away poor. I think, Chair, there are two critical things there. The one thing is education. In fact, I was talking to the CEO of Downtown outside about the fact that what are musicians mainly? Well, rather artists broadly. Most of the time, artists are entrepreneurs. They're entrepreneurs like entrepreneurs elsewhere. They've got skill, they've got capacity, sometimes they've got intellectual property that they use in order to make money. But like entrepreneurs everywhere else, I mean, people who sell cars, people who make cell phones, whatever, those are entrepreneurs. and they structure their business in such a way that when they make money, they are able to sustain that money through times of difficulty. And I think that we've got to create the education to help artists to do that as well. Because most of the time, artists are not employees. They are entrepreneurs. And let's help them. Education plays a very critical role in that. We can create, there is currently work which is going on towards creating systems for their social welfare where they can actually invest funds in a particular vehicle that will sustain them after their careers are over. The same goes for sports people, by the way. But we've got to create a system where they are able to sustain themselves. I really do not believe that as government we should take responsibility for that in the long term to sustain them. Because it's a difficult thing. It really opens up a huge can of worms, which I don't think we want to get involved in. But certainly, education plays a very critical role. And the supports that can be given to them. Something else that we've got to focus on, which we are working on, addressing problems of piracy. Because what is killing our musicians is that their music can be bought and played without them getting the benefit of it. Dealing with issues of piracy, a very big element in sustaining our musicians over the long term. And then thirdly, is actually promoting South African art and South African music. Making sure that when we do the things that we do, we buy South African art. Part of the reason why we are setting up things like the touring venture and the sourcing enterprise is to do exactly that, Jay, so that we promote South African art, we promote South African music in the things that we do as government across the board. Now, those are the things that I think government can actually do in order to help and sustain the livelihoods and the sustainability of art as a sector. Before I hand over to my colleagues, they will answer some of the questions. There was a question about the address of Downtown Music Hub. It's on Holt Street in the center of Joburg. Holt Street. I think it's 92 Holt Street. 62 Holt Street. So it's right in the center of Joburg. Okay, there was an issue around job creation. How do we think the downtown contributes to our job creation? Downtown itself will employ very few people. However, Shona can speak about how many people are employed in downtown. However, if musicians become sustainable, there's a long value chain in music. It's not just the musician and the band that actually gets, job creation. There's a whole range of people. It's composers. It's people who do the publishing of the records. It's people who do retail. It's people who do... There's a whole range. There's logistics, transportation. There's a long, chain there. Now, the important thing, Chair, and this is maybe in the art, it hasn't been said sufficiently. The important thing is certainty. Because we all employ if we know that we are certain. Government, we don't employ people if we don't know that we'll have a budget in the long term to sustain their employment. People who do, artists do not employ the people that they need to do if they are not certain that they will be able to sustain that employment. Transport companies do not employ people if they don't know that there will be business to sustain them. What we're doing through music, through the Downtown Music Hub for the music industry, is to provide an opportunity for the sustainability, which then provides a certainty that makes people have the confidence to employ. The same goes for other sectors, like tourism. Tourism does not generate the jobs itself. It's when we know that tourists are going to come. That's when hotels employ staff. That's when restaurants employ staff. That's when taxi companies employ staff. And that's the environment. We may not employ people ourselves, but we provide the environment conducive for job creation. And that's what we think downtown should help us to do. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, DG. I think you have covered most of the questions that have been asked by the members of the population. For us as the NEC chairperson of the portfolio committee, we were here last time. The last time we were here, there were specific issues that were raised by the portfolio committee with regard to the NEC. At that point in time, with a new board coming on board, taking place, there were a few challenges when we took over. Just to outline a few of those were the filling in of the key positions at the NEC. We did not have the CEO at that point in time. We had people who were acting CEO, acting CFO, a number of key positions as well. And the new board, as we promised the portfolio committee then, we committed ourselves to the date of the 31st of January to have filled all those positions, which we did. Together with me here, I'm with Monica Newton, who was introduced to the portfolio committee in the last meeting, and the CFO, Mr. Tami Kubek. We had an issue of fruitless and wasteful expenditures, which we have instituted as we indicated that at that point in time, that we had a forensic investigation which was taking place, which is still currently continuing to take place. The burning issue for us as the NAC with the new board was the issue of the downtown studio, which there were specific commitments that
that's Deputy Chair. Okay, remember the thing is called. Can somebody assist us with the committee assistant today? Don't give. Please kindly assist us. We are banda up. No, he's called. While we are on that cold story, I'd like to welcome Honorable Moruto Story, Maulama Story, into the committee. She's not been with us for some time. She was not well. But actually, shocked she's here because I thought she'd be home. Siavu Bonantori, when I was under the bed, was very worried about you.
I was the only one that was worried about you. The chairperson was so glad you were not here.
So, okay, thank you. Okay, you can continue, Deputy.
Thank you, Chair. With regard to downtown studio chairperson, what the new board did, we appointed a specific committee when we took over as a new board to focus specifically on this issue. And on our side of the NEC, when we took over, we had a committee which was headed by myself, including musicians who are sitting in the board of the NEC. Mr. Ray Piri was also part of that committee. Advocate Tsarelo Malakwani, Dr. Ludobo, who's also a legal expert in the board, and two other key members. We deliberated on the issue of the downtown studio to see. Remember, as it has been outlined by DG, that we only came in as a conduit. We acquired downtown studio for the department. We are not in the core, it is not in the core business of the NAC to be dealing with music. So we came in, it came through us that we have to be hold it on behalf of the department for that time. But seeing that it was already with us at that point in time and it's been costing us qualified audits on two occasions, then we reviewed. We said, let's look at this. Is it something that we
probably can acquire fully and deal with it. And I mean, we deliberated on our side. We went into length. We looked at those opportunities, the possibilities. But at the end, we realized that, no, indeed, it's something that the NAC will be overcommitting itself on it. We don't run property. There's property that is owned by this institution. There's buildings. There's rentals. We are not into that business. So therefore, we will be completely going out of the mandate of the NAC. And there is a board resolution which was passed to say, we would like to be relieved of this institution as soon as possible, as the NAC, by the department. So I would like to put that categorically clear that we have been enduring the issues, and I'm not DG. With all respect, I'm not putting the department in a bad light. But as a new board of the NAC, we undertook ourselves to correct this institution. The NAC, when we came to the NAC, a lot of the board members of the members who came into the NAC, we took it as a national duty that we knew what we're coming into. NAC was on the media when we came on board. There were issues of staff dissatisfaction, which were on the media. There were a whole host of issues. And we came in and we said, we'll roll up our sleeves and we will correct this institution. And that's exactly what we have been doing. And a lot of those challenges that we met them head on. So the downtown studio issue at this point in time, yes, I agree with DG, much as we agree with DG, it's not something that we would want to absolve ourselves on it, or we would like to dump it away. We understand the essence of it. But in as far as the NAC is concerned, our hands are tied on this issue, because now we are having another audit. It is not resolved. The condemnation of it is taking longer than we expected. We are faced up with another possibility of either a qualified audit, of which what we had to do, remember, let me put it into perspective, and I think that's the DG, I'm not taking away what you also said. What is also important is that, remember, the cost of a qualified audit is not, yes, we talked about the legislations, the two legislations, the PFMA and the Cultural Act. That's the condemnation that has to take place. But we'll also, I think the CEO will also talk to the issue. The other important issue was the compliance. We had an institution that we acquired that was seen as an NAC institution, but it was not accounting to us. The NAC had a separate board, and you had this special purpose vehicle which is having another board, so which felt that it had no obligation to report to the NAC. So we were not getting financials. We were not receiving anything. That's where the qualification came in, that you as the NAC, you own an entity, but it doesn't report to you. So I want to put it into perspective. Now, what the new CEO did and the CFO, when they came on board, they then said, together with the DG, I mean, DG has been very involved. He has been part of the discussion. We've been consulting with him. We've been working very tirelessly with him. We then said, in the meantime, while we are awaiting the condemnation of this institution, how do we get this institution to comply? Because it has to comply in terms of accounting. We then instituted audits, which are now currently taking place, to say, this institution has not accounted before on its finances, on its expenses, how it has been running its financial affairs. I mean, its financial affairs. So that process is underway at this point in time, where we've put audits, and it is essential for the transfer of the institution. Yes. You can't, I mean, I think, DG, this is what you said last time, and I'm quoting you from the last portfolio committee meeting. You said, you cannot transfer an institution that you also not sure how it has been. This is public money. This is public funds. If this institution has not been accounting, it has to account before it can be transferred. We have to know how the monies have been spent and expenses into this institution. And if there has been any mismanagement of funds, then people will also have to be held accountable and liable for all of those. So this is where we are as the NAC. Our hands are very tied. are we also not saying we absolve ourselves completely to this? It is with us. We can't say it wasn't us. It wasn't an institution. It belongs to us as it stands at this point in time. And together with the department, we're working very hard to try and correct the situation.
Thank you, Chair. I think before the CEO comes on board, the first CEO side, please. Can we just take it just for 5-10 minutes and come back? Or we can come back and just continue while we're here. Or we don't want to. Oh, I see you sitting down. I thought you'll jump. Okay, just 5-10 minutes.
We don't do jump now.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, man.
So,
I like this one.
I'm going to take this dinner because I do house.
I'm sorry. Are you fresh?
No, I'm a little bit dead. I'm tired.